Hi guys. I decided to just do a little fun thing and just chill out and talk at my computer for a little bit. If people are into that, I don't know. We'll see. I might just be recording this entirely for myself. So let's see. So I am going to be doing my makeup as I'm talking because I'm getting ready to go out. And at the same time as I'm doing my makeup and stuff, I am going to be answering a questionnaire by Kinky Emmy, answering 25 naughty sexy questions. So, I haven't read these questions yet, so this is all completely new to me. And while I'm answering questions, I'm going to be doing things to my face. So, is everyone ready for this top tier content? Okay, let's see. Would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or someone with a clean-shaven pubic area? I don't really have a preference. As long as it's not overly messy and gross, like, as long as you're not getting, like, a whole bunch of hairs in your mouth when you're having fun. So yeah, I mean, as long as it's tidy, I don't really mind if it's shaven or clean or bushy or whatever. But yeah, obviously it's everyone's personal choice as to what they do to their private areas. So I'm not gonna order anyone to shave it all off or anything, but yeah, as long as it's tidy and they're considerate and everything about, you know, you and, you know, the nice thing that you're doing for them, so you, as long as they understand the nice thing you're doing for them and make sure that, and they make sure that they don't fuck that up by having a not well looked after pubic area. There we go. I can't speak today. Okay. Would you rather accidentally send a dirty text message to your boss or your partner's mum? Probably my boss, because she's a good lass. I think she'd understand, you know. We're on very friendly terms, so yeah, I think she'd be fine. Or, you know, she'd get over it. Would you rather be a virgin till you're 40 or never be able to have sex after 40? I don't know. Well, there's a lot of pressure on people to, well, in my circle of people, my community, whatever I grew up in, there's a lot of pressure to lose your virginity. I felt that pressure anyway. Like, you know, it took me longer than a lot of people my age. The idea of not having sex till I'm 40, I just think would be emotionally and mentally quite hurtful to me. So probably the second option, honestly. I'd probably just live on fucking vibrators after the age of 40. It's just a shame. But yeah, I think that would be like the less emotionally scarring option for me. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed during sex? I don't know, I like both. Don't really know. Well, I've never been handcuffed. I've been tied. I haven't been handcuffed. I don't think I have anyway. So if we're going to be pedantic, I could be blindfolded and then tied, because tied and handcuffed aren't the same thing. So, blindfolded. Would you rather be terrible at kissing or at giving blowjobs? I'd rather be terrible at kissing, because a lot of people are terrible at kissing, but they make up for it in other ways. Would you rather be with someone who loves rough sex or someone who loves kinky sex? That is a fucking good question. Because obviously the two overlap quite a lot. But I think it depends on the person you're with, because some people like rough sex, and they kind of let themselves, they go away with it, and they don't, there's a point where you get so into it that maybe you fail to consider how your partner's feeling, you know. I don't know. Probably kinky, purely because I do like... I'm such a prude that I can't say in a sentence without giggling. I do like rough sex. But I think kinky is more important to me. Keep it interesting. You know, I'd rather have kinky slow sex than regular rough sex. So, would you rather be with a partner you can't please sexually or a partner who can't please you sexually? Fucking neither. Because both of those make it a not worthwhile partnership. So it's hard to answer, because both answers are just shit, you know. So both answers would result in ending the partnership or the relationship, in my opinion. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm a people pleaser, so I suppose I'd rather be with someone who can't please me, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah, no, probably that's the answer I'd probably go with, is purely because I would rather, you know, I find a lot of enjoyment in giving people pleasure than receiving pleasure. Much as I love receiving, obviously, but the most important thing in sex for me is making sure that, you know, both of us have a lovely time. But if I can't have a lovely time, then so be it. Whatever, that's fine. It's not fine at all. I'm absolutely lying. But if I had to choose one of those answers, you know. Yeah. But obviously, honestly, you've got to fucking get into a relationship where you're both satisfied. Surely that's like the whole point. Otherwise, why are you together? Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who's... Oh, here we go. Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who's terrible at oral sex? I'd rather date a bad kisser. Absolutely. Because like I said, I mean... You can teach people to kiss better. And I mean, you can teach people to give good, you know, to be good at oral sex. But I think... I don't know. I think it's more important to be good at that. Because that, you know... That gives longevity to your relationship for a start, you know. And I think that's just nicer, you know. Like, you can be shit at kissing and good at oral, and I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Again, both things can be taught. But I think teaching someone how to kiss is probably easier. Especially, I mean, I don't know, obviously, because I'm a woman. But, you know, there's that whole stereotype of men not being able to find the clit and things like that, you know, men getting confused, or, yeah, there's the stereotype of men getting confused when it comes to pleasuring a woman, you know, when it comes to the vagina. So if we're sticking to stereotype rules, then yeah, I think it's easier to teach someone to kiss. let's see. Would you rather date a guy who comes in 10 seconds or takes at least 4 hours to come? I don't know. Well, the whole 4 hours to come thing, I mean, I would get paranoid and think, am I doing something wrong, you know? I mean, I don't know. I think, yeah, I mean, if we're talking about kinky play and role play and all that kind of stuff, I think the 4 hours one would be better, because, you know, if a guy comes in 10 seconds, whoop, that's it, you know, we're done. Yeah, no, I think I'd go for the 4 hours thing, you know, as long as they explain to me about 20 times it's not because you're bad, you know. Yeah, no, I suppose I'd go for the 4 hours thing, because then you can kind of play around and have fun, you know, and
you don't have to worry about the lack of time that you have to have fun in, you know. If that makes any sense. Am I making sense with any of these fucking answers? I am tapping my face with a fucking beauty blender right now. I'm not paying full attention. Okay, let's pay attention, shall we? Okay, come on. Right. Would you rather date a porn star or be a porn star? I would rather. I mean, I've done both. I mean, if we're classing, this is if we are classing GWA performers as porn stars, I've done both. So. If we're talking like full-blown Pornhub stuff, then I'd rather date a porn star. Because I don't think I quite have the cojones to do that kind of thing. You know, because that is a world where, you know, people would find out, people in my personal life would find out, and I don't think I'm quite ready for that yet. And also, you know, visuals are a lot stronger than audio in terms of shaming and what, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'd rather date a porn star. I wouldn't, you know, and I wouldn't get jealous. Again, I've kind of sort of been there. I wouldn't get jealous if they were fucking somebody else and all that kind of thing. And yeah, that's just work, innit? So that's fine. Would you rather date a sex addict or a virgin? I'd rather date a sex addict, absolutely. Purely because it kind of fits with my submissive tendencies. I'd rather date someone who's been there, done that, and has got experience and a really high libido than date someone who's never ever done anything like that, and I'd have to teach them, and I'd find that weird. Like, you know, I prefer to be in a relationship where they're teaching me stuff rather than the other way around. So yeah, no, I'd rather date a sex addict. I'd accompany them to AA meetings if they needed it. Or whatever, sex addict meetings. Oh my goodness me. Here we go. Here's a question. Oh my goodness. Well, I know the answer. Would you rather eat your partner's ass or have your ass eaten by your partner? The second option, please and thank you. I'm not putting my mouth anywhere near that. Nope, 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 and nope, nope, thank you, nope, no thank you, no, nope, nope, no. That is something I hate. Sorry if I just spiked the audio with bashing my foundation against the table there. That's probably going to hurt. Anyway, sorry about that. Yeah, no, rimming for me has never been something I'm interested in giving. If someone wants to do it to me, have at it, have a good day. I will not be reciprocating, and I would make that very clear at the beginning. I just, nope, 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 nope. That's something I'm not a fan of. So yeah. Oh my god, what is this fucking question? Hang on a sec. I just need to dip my brush into some powder because I'm a girl and I do makeup. Hang on a sec. This is the problem. I'm kind of half concentrating on the questions and half on my face. So I'm just gonna dab my face. I'm not editing this. I can't imagine that. I don't think this needs to be edited. So I'm incredibly lazy. Fucking hell. Would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm or cry inconsolably? I'd rather cry. Again, it fits with the dynamic. I'm a weak ass bitch. I cry at a lot of things. I cry when I see videos of cats, you know, so. And one thing you don't do is fuck with cats. Lovely little reference there. I'd rather cry inconsolably, I suppose. Because the first option is just disgusting and I hate that so much. Cry inconsolably. I do that a lot. Not because I'm like sad or anything. It's just one of those things I do. let's see. Would you rather fuck your high school crush or your celebrity crush? Ooh. Well, the thing is, I have a few celebrity crushes. And I'm going to go
into my head and see if I can remember any of them. See, I love Tim Curry, but I like younger Tim Curry. Like, no offense to the man, I absolutely love him, but I wouldn't have sex with him now. Not because he's had a stroke, can I just put it out there? I just don't find him attractive anymore, as much as I used to anyway. But then I watch Rocky Horror Show and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yes. I had a crush on Gerard Butler when I was younger because I am a really big fan of Phantom of the Opera. I really like Michael Sheen, and I am ashamed to say why I like Michael Sheen. I like him because of the Twilight movies he was in. Yes, I was, slash low-key am a Twilight fan, and we're going to move the fuck on. Speaking of Loki, I suppose, Tom Hiddleston, but... Yeah, I like Loki. I don't really care for the actor very much. Like, I like him, don't get me wrong, he's a lovely bloke. But don't really know him that well. I haven't seen him in a lot else, to be fair. Okay, so if we're going with present day, let's go with Michael Sheen. Would I fuck Michael Sheen or... My high school crush was called Tom, and I sent him a note once saying how much I fancied him, and he never replied to me, so he's a fucking dickhead. So yeah, I would fuck Michael Sheen, absolutely. Fuck Tom. would you rather give a striptease or a lap dance? Don't know. I'm going to pause on the questions for a second because I've got to pick an eyeshadow colour. I'm using James Charles's palette and I haven't got a fucking clue what I'm doing, and it's really fun. Not. If I just like start with like a base colour, I suppose. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm really bad at makeup, can I just say that right now? I don't want to come across like I'm a fucking professional or some shit. Because I'm not. That'll do, yeah, okay. What was the question? I'd rather give a striptease, probably. Because I like that idea of subtlety. I like the kind of... revealing everything but not giving away everything, you know, so... Yes, you can look at my boobs, but you can't fuck me, you know. I like that whole thing. I think it's better. It's like horror films are so much scarier when you don't see the monster, when you don't see the evil force, when things move or shit happens, but you don't actually see what did it. I think it has so much more of an impact than when they're just like, rah, here's the monster, you know. I'm going on a fucking tangent here because it's nothing to do with the actual question, but I'm just saying, can I just talk about something? The film Mama, if anyone's seen it, right? It's this film about, there's this like supernatural force, this supernatural woman creature called Mama, and there's these two girls who live in the woods for like 3 years because their dad killed their mum, and then their dad got killed or something. Anyway, but they ran away. They went to live in the woods for 3 years, and they lived with... Well, we found out they lived with Mama. There's a mother that died and is now looking after these kids and whatever. But she's, like, evil and spooky. And then the kids get found, and the whole kind of film is, you know... These things are happening and they don't know what's doing it, but the audience knows that it's Mama, you know, or the kids know that it's Mama. And there's this really creepy scene where one of the girls, it's like the camera kind of films down a corridor and you can see into the bedroom of one of the girls, and the girl is playing catch with somebody, and you assume that she's playing catch with her sister. She's throwing a ball, she's getting it back, she's throwing a ball, she's getting it back. The stepmom's doing fucking laundry down the corridor or whatever, and you think, oh, okay, that's cute, so the two girls are playing catch with each other, how adorable. And then the sister comes running down the corridor and you're like, oh my fucking shit, oh my god, there is a fucking
ghost or some shit playing catch with this girl. And there's like, if I remember correctly, there's no music or anything, no sound effects. It's just this simple thing of, you think it's the two girls playing, but no, one of the girls is playing catch with a fucking ghost. And it's like, whoa, that was so creepy and so well done. I thought, that's really good. And then at near the fucking end of the movie, out comes Mama and they have a whole fucking chase scene and it's so stupid. And while I appreciate the effort they went to, because they hired someone to play Mama, it was a guy with a condition, which means he has really long limbs and they're all double jointed and he can move in a really kind of creepy way, like the girl from The Grudge, you know, like he can move his limbs in places that you shouldn't be able to move your limbs. And she looks fucking creepy, and I'll give it that, like, well done, good casting. But it would have been so much more effective if we'd only seen glimpses, like a leg here, an arm there, a wisp of hair, you know, not the whole fucking creature, because then it lowers the level of scare. I've gone on a massive tangent. I'm going to get back to the question at hand. I'd rather give a striptease. There's the answer to the question. Fucking hell, I am talking too much. So yeah, I'm just painting my eye. Would you rather give up masturbating for a whole year or sex for 2 months? Well, there's a fun story. The second one, because that's my reality. So, I'm a single girl. So, yeah, I'd give up sex for 2 months. I think I can just about manage that. Would you rather have a leaked video of you masturbating or one where you're having sex? Masturbating. If someone's going to get the blame or something, I don't want to drag anyone down into that. So, yeah. Because masturbating is like a thing that most everyone has sex as well, I know that. But everyone masturbates, you know, it's a perfectly normal thing to do. And I think it would be more of just like a little oopsie if one of those videos got leaked, as opposed to like a sex tape. Because like a sex tape has got more of a kind of dirty connotations to it, I think, than a masturbating video does. I don't know, that's in my head anyway, I think. Would you rather have sex with a priest or a monk? Well, judging by the fucking audios I listened to, you're probably a priest. There's something so, like, naughty and whatever I really like about the whole... Like, it's an audio that a few people have done, like, an audio title or a script that a few people have written. They're different. I'm not saying they're all the same, but I like the whole theme of innocent woman goes to trusted priest and then the priest turns out to be an evil fucking bastard. I like that. That's a really good theme. That's something that really turns me on, and I didn't really know that it would turn me on. Turns out it does. In terms of real life, it's fucking disgusting. I think it's awful. Like, you know, the whole Catholic priest paedophilia scandal, I think that's fucking awful. In terms of the realm of audio land, awesome. Which is weird, but anyway. Let's see. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all? Probably no sex at all. Just because, you know, have sex that you know is going to be bad and you don't enjoy it, or masturbate and know that you're going to have fun. You know, you're guaranteed to have a happy ending that way, aren't you? So, right, I'm going to pick a colour now. Another colour. I'm sorry for this. I know that people probably aren't going to be interested in me fucking talking about eyeshadow. I don't know what colour to go with. Don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, miny, I don't remember. It was called a pink cup. Anyway, one about that. Rat catcher. Must be just one. I didn't do that right. I've already won that colour. Like, fuck off. I want to try new things. Yellow. Let's go with yellow. Let's get weird. Okay. Sorry. Questions. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? Oh my god, tight ass. All the fucking way. The amount of times I hear people with big boobs complain about back problems, backache, not being able to find a bra that fits them. And I haven't got very big ones. They're not tiny, but they're not huge, you know. And my back fucking hurts all the time already. I don't know what the fuck I'd do if I had extra back pain, and fair play to those that fucking manage with that as well. I mean, more power to you, Jesus. I don't think I'd manage. I think I would just complain all the time. So yeah, good on you. But no, a tight ass is actually something that I've been trying to achieve. But then Christmas happened, and you know how you just stop exercising or doing anything good for yourself when Christmas comes along. I used to do squats every day, and I've stopped doing that. I need to get back on it. But yeah, there's a friend of mine, and you know when you're just like weirdly close to friends, and it's like perfectly fine. I think I was just kind of like part of a conversation that two other people were having, and this girl, and someone was complimenting this girl on how amazing her bum looked, and like in like a friendly way, not in like a weird way. And she was like, "Oh yeah, I do. It's because I do squats in the shower every day," and she did it for a year. Just like having a shower while you're waiting for the conditioner to set or whatever, you just do a few squats. I thought, that's amazing. That is a genius idea. Like, when you're busy waiting for something else, just do some squats, man. Absolutely. So I might fucking do that. It's like, you know, obviously when I'm on my own, it's weird if I just start doing squats on the high street. But yeah. So, but no, I need to get back on doing squats and try and get a nice tight ass. That'd be lovely. Would you rather have drunken sex with your female best friend or your roommate? I don't have a roommate, so I'll have to be the first one. I did have housemates. Three of whom were female. One was in a relationship and the other one was gay, so... I mean, I'd rather have sex with a female best friend than a female housemate, so, yeah. I'm trying to think who. I have a couple of best friends. I'm just trying to think of who would be into it, because I have a few friends that are straight and not bi or gay, so I'm just thinking who'd be into it. I have a couple of bi friends, actually. Okay, I thought of someone who could do it. I think I've thought of someone who, some strong persuasion and a couple of drinks, she'd probably be like, yeah, why not? Okay. Would you rather have office sex or kitchen? Ooh, office sex or kitchen sex? Office sex, that sounds cool. I haven't had that. I don't work in an office, so I've never worked in an office. That'd be cool. The whole secretary kink is something I'm really into. So yeah. I mean, I've fooled around in my kitchen. I've not had proper full-on sex, but yeah. My kitchen's not very interesting. An office would be interesting. There's that whole thing of public sex as well. Some people like that. I kind of like it. I'm not totally into it, but I understand why people get that thrill. But yeah, and again, with the whole secretary thing, yeah. Office sex. I'm nearly at the end of the questionnaire and I'm really sad about that. Would you rather have one sexual partner or many sexual partners? Well, my go-to answer is one, because, you know, I've been brought up to believe in monogamy, you know, and, you know, polyamory around here is not a big thing as far as I know. I do have a friend that is polyamorous, but you know, it's a lot of people still look down on it quite a lot, and I think that is like the next thing that people are going to be trying to rise up, like back in the day people were trying to get rights for gay people. People are still trying to get rights for gay people, you know, but like it was a huge thing, like the whole Stonewall thing and then trans rights, and I think polyamory is going to be the next one for that, you know, kind of a guys, it's okay to be in a relationship more than one person. Obviously polyamory and sleeping around are, you know, two different things. I wouldn't do polyamory because that's just not my jam, like as in being relationships with multiple people. Sleeping around, I've never tried it. It's just not something that has naturally attracted me, I suppose. I like the idea of it the same way I like the idea of a priest fucking someone in a church, you know. It's like, it's not something I do in real life, I don't think. I don't know, though. I mean, you know, there's the phrase, don't knock it till you try it.
But I suppose the question is, what constitutes a sexual partner? Because you can have sex online, you know, you can do... It's like, if you can cheat online, I'm sure you can have sex online. So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that question is. But, I mean, for now, I'm just going to say one sexual partner, just because it's what I've been doing so far. So, would you rather have sex in a missionary or doggy style? I'd probably go with doggy style, purely because it's something I haven't done as much as missionary. And I really, really enjoy it. And I think it is kinkier, you know, and in terms of the whole domination submission kink as well. Yeah, that's probably the one I go with. Doggy style. It's just more fun. And that was the last question, and I'm really sad, and I want to find another questionnaire. Is it weird to do two questions? I've got eyeshadow on my keyboard! Oh my god! Okay. Is it weird? I know we're on half an hour. Alright, how about I stop this one here, and then I will answer another questionnaire, and I'll put it in a part two type thing. Yeah, I'll do that. Because I want to keep going, but I don't want to bore people. Okay. I will post a part two. Don't know when. Don't know. It might be in the same fucking post. You never know. Okay. Bye for now.